I have been blessed by this woman, and even this woman over here too. I mean, I consider her and her husband my brother and my sister. I tell you what, guys are losing weight. Y'all were scaring me. My doctor's got me going. You guys are losing because y'all just want to be beautiful saints. Pray with me for a minute as we get situated. I just want to make sure I use this time wisely. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for the coming and gathering of the saints, God, that your word would not only touch, but God, refresh. God, we pray for a refreshing in this room right now, Lord, as so many things are going on between the shootings, the killing, the sickness. We're wondering, what are we to do? God, you declare, God, your word is power. You declare, God, your word is truth. We stand on that right now. Bless us now, God, as we look at your word. What are you doing? And what are we doing? Are we about our Father's business? Bless us now, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
My brothers and my sisters, it is beyond an honor, like I said, to my mother and to the amazing saints who are here. I definitely will be praying for your family, for your children, even what's going on. What I want to do is I want to go and I want to look at a piece of text that you might find interesting, and that's going to be in the book of Revelations. Meet me in Revelations chapter 1. This is a book that most of us don't like to preach on, talk about, but I think as we're looking at the world right now, I think we need to look at what's happening. Mm-hmm. Because we're trying to say we don't understand, but as children of God, you should understand. Read with me if you can. Revelations chapter 1. I'm reading the New King James Version. I'm starting at verse 3, and I'm going to read to verse 8. And hear these words in your hearing. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keeps the things which are written in it. For the time is near. For the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And he has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, say the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Someone say amen.
Amen.
If I had to put a title to the text, I'm going to title this one, My Father's Business. There's a story about a young man and a young girl who were told by the father, come with me, I'm going to take you to our new home. And he took them to this house and they started working. It was really interesting as they were working in the house, they were doing everything their father said, and he said, I'm going to run real quick and go back to town. Father went to town, and two men came driving up, and they're like saying, hey, y'all know how to get to town. The little boy says, no, go that way. And he says, no, go that way. And then they started laughing. Which one is it, son? Is it that way or that way? They said, you don't even know where you're going. He says, no, I'm doing my father's business. You don't know where you're going. You're asking a kid. I'm about my father's business. Today, I have a question for you. You are the children who've been left on earth. You are supposed to be about your father's business. You were not put on this earth for nothing else but to be about your father's business. Come with me to the book of Revelations, and what you'll find, the book of prophecy, the book of the apocalypse, the book that says, what is to come? Why is it to come? I'd give my first point about this book. It'll be this. Every race has a finish line, but yours doesn't end at death. Every race ends, but death is not the finish line. The Bible reads, blessed is he who reads and who hears the prophecy and keeps these things which are written, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches of Asia, grace be to you from him who was and is to come, to the seven spirits, he's on the throne. John the apostle is giving a word that will last between all time, between the, I don't care when you were born or what are you, if you are a child of God, are you children of God? Can you raise your hand? Amen. This is your message. John has a word for you. He calls you blessed. If you, this one book, he says, you're blessed. If you can hear this, you're blessed. That I'll bless you coming in and I'll bless you going. That whatever happens to you, you're blessed. That if the hand of God will follow you, you can understand what God's saying. And God is saying to John, and John is telling John to tell the people, the seven churches. John is saying, I've got a word for you. And there's no one like John who can give a word. When you talk about the apostle John, we're not talking about the apostle Paul, because most people like Paul. But let me tell you why John is special. John is the only apostle who walked with Christ. John was with Christ when Peter was found and Peter went fishing. John was one of the fishermen. John was also, when Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead, John was there. John was with Peter when the first day of Easter, John was there. John is the only apostle who never died of a murder or execution. He died of a natural death. He is the only one who wrote the book of John, which is the gospel, the epistles of John, John 1, 2, and 3, and he is the only man in history who wrote the book of Revelations, who's comparable, who only other book comparable to Revelations is the book of Daniel. There is no one like John. Jesus Christ gave his mother to John, disciple. Behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. If anyone can give a word, if John the Baptist was the forerunner for Jesus when he was born, then John the Apostle has a word for us, for he is a forerunner with a word. Blessed is he who hears these words. The time is near. This isn't the first time you're going to run into the word blessed. Seven times we call these the Beatitudes. Seven times you run into these Beatitudes. You run into them in Revelations 1:3. Blessed is he who hears these words. But you run into Revelations 14:13. Blessed are the dead who are in the Lord. You run into it Revelation 16:15. Behold, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments. Revelations 19:9. Blessed is he who is called into the marriage of the supper of the Lamb. Revelations 26, blessed and holy is he who is part of the first resurrection. Revelations 22:7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Somewhere down the line, I am being challenged by John to say, stay true to the gospel. I don't want to tell you anything else. I don't want to talk about anything else but the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if I do that, I am blessed. But guess what that means for you? You are blessed. I just want to talk about the gospel. The gospel that he's talking about went out to seven churches. Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. Seven churches that are distinctly different, but they have one thing in common. They all are under Christ. So when we're talking about the seven churches, we're talking about all the churches. Mm-hmm. All the churches, but not just all the churches. All the Christians too. This is the only book that says we need to have a talk, church. This is when our father says, I don't, any of y'all ever got a spanking when you knew and dad said, come on son, that's it. You know, you done run long enough. Come on, that's it. You're going to get this cut today. You can put whatever it is there. This is the only book. John says Asia, but what we're talking about is early Turkey. This is just Turkey, present day Turkey. But this is where I came to this thing that every race doesn't finish at death. There's something after death. What we're really talking about is the rapture. 1 Thessalonians 4:6, and the Lord himself will descend from heaven and shout, and the angels and the archangels and the dead will rise. We're talking about the rapture, but really not the rapture yet. What we're talking about, John is saying the church who is here on earth has to give an account. The church has to give an account. John is 7 to the seven churches of Asia. Grace and peace be unto you. And from him, who is the him? Who do you think the him is to the church? Matthew 16:18, Christ says, on this rock I will build my church. So the him must be Jesus Christ. John is letting the church know you need to get your house in order. Let me tell you what the church is not. The church is not Republican. The church is not Democrat. The church is not left. It's not right. The church does not hate gays. It does not hate blacks. It does not hate whites. It does not hate immigrants. It does not hate poor. It doesn't hate rich people. It does not hate any people. The church doesn't need TikTok. The church doesn't need Instagram. The church doesn't need any platform. The church just needs Christ. It's all the church needs. It's all the church. The church needs nothing else. If you are hiking, you guys camp here, there's a rule for hiking. Stay on the trail. Stay on the trail. Can I bless you, saints? Stay on the trail. Any church that says it's Democrat or Republican, get out of that church. You cannot go to heaven being a party. You better serve the Lord. How can you serve the Lord? Love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Yeah.
You are not anything. When people ask you what you are, I'm saved. Amen. That's right, I'm saved. I'm a child of God. I can care less who wins the elections. I can care less if Barney wins. All I know is I'm saved. I want to stay saved. I want my heart to care about everything Christ cares about. The question is, are you a child of God? What are you? We forgot who we are. The church, at one time when Christ came, he had to kick out people who were selling things. And I hate to say that. We have to kick out people who are selling things today. I'm going to clap for myself on that one. I just want a church. I want a church that talks about Jesus Christ all day long. I just want a church that stays grounded on the gospel. Nothing else saves. Nothing. I don't care about abortion. I care about salvation. You can kill a child. Many people have murdered people before. But I've got a question for you. If once you get saved, you don't want to kill anybody. You don't want to live. Salvation is what the church is based on. That's all the church is. We are not. Never have we been on any side. Proverbs 2:20, so you may walk in the way of goodness and keep the path of righteousness. As a child of God, you do what is right. Period. Can I get an amen? Just do what is right. Let me give you my second point. Hell is raging, but Christ is coming back. Hell is raging. And you can see it. Buffalo, Texas, Oklahoma. Hell is raging. Ukraine, Afghanistan, inflation. Hell is raging. But you got a bigger problem. Christ is coming back. Verse 7, behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and they will be pierced, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. What they're saying is, look, see, behold, pay attention. In Exodus 13:20, you heard the story how the children of Israel, a cloud by day, but a pillar of fire by night, guided them. He was in the clouds. Revelation 14:14 says, he will come back in the clouds. But what scares me is, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. There's a Catholic joke that they say. They said that an archbishop was running to the Pope and says, Father, 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 I got good news and bad news. The Pope says, what is it? What's the good news and what's the bad news? Christ is back. That's the good news. What's the bad news? He's pissed. And that's true. If God were to come back now and see his church, can I bless you? The church is his first love. The church. He died for the church. The church is his first love. No greater love than this. In Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wife as Christ has loved the church. The Lord loves the church. The Lord loves the church. People say, I don't want to go to church. Well, then guess what? You have a problem with Christ. Christ loves the church. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Christ is coming back for his church. Someone say, keep the light on. Keep the light on. You better keep it on, because guess what? He's coming back. I wrote these acronyms down. SSFF. SSFF. Sound doctrine. Sound teaching. Steadfastness and faithfulness. SSF. Sound doctrine. Sound teaching. Steadfastness and faithfulness. That is a requirement of the Church of Jesus Christ. Sound doctrine. We don't deal with anything else but the gospel. Steadfastness. We will not be moved. Hell or high water. I'm going to die saved. I don't care how and when I die. I want to die saved.
Amen.
Sound teaching. There's no other book but the Bible. It is a holy book. There is no other book. I don't want to add anything to the book. The Bible is the final word on everything.
Amen.
Period. And faithfulness. We don't care if we have to be one or two of us, as long as there's three of us.
Yeah.
That's enough for us. We don't need big crowds. There's just a remnant. If you love the Lord, can you stand up and say, I'm faithful to God? Can you praise God today? I just need you to stand up. I just want to see if you're faithful. Can you praise God? Can you stand up and say, I just love the Lord. I want to know who loves God. We don't have 1,000 people, but do you love God? Can God give praise?
Yeah.
That's all God wants.
That's right.
Can we praise God with a few? You can sit down.
Yeah.
I just want to know, are you about our Father's business? Let me give you my last point, and you're going to love this one. The revelation is that you have one life to live.
Yeah.
But you will have one judge you answer to. Every man, every woman, you sang the song, every tongue shall confess. Every knee shall bow. In the heavens, on earth, and beneath. The Bible says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come. Amen. We're focused on sickness, focused on the blind, focused on racism, drug addiction, pornography, COVID-19, political division. But are you focusing on Christ? Let me tell you, when Christ comes back, he says, I'm the beginning and the end. It doesn't mention who's trying to stop you from realizing he's coming. Let's go back in time. In heaven, God created angels, amen? Then there was one angel who descended, called Satan, amen?
Amen.
Then God created man, amen? Then the devil went to the Garden of Eden and corrupted Adam and Eve, amen? Then God decided to make a way that they could make recompense with him by giving an offering. Amen. Then the devil got Cain to kill Abel. Amen. Then Seth came along. Amen. Then the Tower of Babel came along. Amen. The man wanted to be like God. Then God got Abraham. Amen. It's a chess match. The question now is, whose side are you on
But in 2022, who's moving you? Is God moving you? And anything other than God is Satan. Or is Satan moving you? Let me do it again for you. In the beginning, God had an enemy, an angel called Lucifer. He decided to tell God that man would turn his back on you, and Cain did. All of a sudden, Seth came along, but then he got Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. Then God got Abraham. Then Egypt came along. They went into slavery. Then God got Moses. You see a move. Guess what the move is today for you? Who are you moving with? Let me ask, can you praise God if you're moving with God? Can you praise God if you're moving with God?
Amen.
Can you praise God? Can you praise God? I just want to know, are you moving with God in 2022? Are the storms of life going to stop you from praising God? Is COVID going to stop you from praising God? Is life or death going to stop you from praising God? What will stop you from praising God? And if you have to stop praising God, I got a question. Who is moving
you?
8 billion people on earth. And the one thing we have in common is we all have fingerprints. But the one thing that's unique to every last one of us, no one has the same fingerprint. So I got a question for you. I want to talk about the great I am. I want to talk about the God that's coming that says, I know your fingerprint. The God that made you. The God that knows you. The God that says, I am that I am that I am. He is the light of the world. He is the bright and morning star. He is the great. He is the I am. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the resurrection. He's the first and the last. You don't have to clap, but it would help because if you are a Christian, this would help. I'm going to say it. I want someone to praise God for being the great I am. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the resurrection. If you can praise God for a football game, can you praise God? Let's try it again. If you can praise God for the way, for the truth, for the life, for the resurrection, for being the way. I want to let you know something. This whole text is nothing but a kiss being sent forward to tell those who he loves, I'm coming back for you. That's all the book of Revelations is. Those that I love and who love me back, I promise you, one day I will come back to you. Forever is a long time, but that's how long God has loved you. You've heard the story of Romeo and Juliet. You heard the story of the Titanic. But the greatest love story of all is here. He gave us a word and said, I don't want you to be afraid. He gave you a word and said, if you trust me, if you love me, keep
free. Amen.
It's a love story where a man went to the cross. A sinless man. A man who did nothing wrong. He let a jury convict him. He let a jury put nails in his hands. He let a jury put a crown of thorns on his head. All because he loved you. He let people spit on him. He let people tear his beard out. He stayed on a cross for 6 hours and darkness came. And yet he still had time to say, Father, forgive them.
Yes.
That's love. Yes. Do you know what love is? Love will make you die for somebody and not complain. That's love. But let me tell you what love does. Love may kill you. But the Bible says, and I love this about the Bible, because he loved us so much. The Bible says early on Sunday morning, he got up. And I tell you right now, he didn't just get up on that day. Hey, somebody! He got up! because of love. But even better than that, Revelations is saying, he will come back for you.
Yeah.
Can you mind, do you mind standing? Because I want to talk about love. I want to talk about real love. See, fake love doesn't do anything. If you've ever been married, if you've ever loved someone, you know you have to go through something and keep loving.
Yeah.
You have to love when you don't feel like love. You have to let things go. So we open up the doors of the church. Open up the doors of the church for someone to come back to Christ. Because the world will, it will mess up your mind. It makes you think. You really think that God is political and all God's after is souls. There is no politics in heaven. Just souls. His people called by his name who love him. That's all it is. There is no anything, but we open up the doors of the church. Because we got to get back to the gospel. We got to get back to the gospel. We're in too many people's business. Let the world have itself. You come on to Christ. Let the world have the world. You get your house in order. Our Father is coming back. That's what this is about. Matthew 25 tells the story of talents. One man was given 5 talents. One man was given 2. And I want to talk about the one man who was given 1. Because that's you. That's me. You have been given 1 thing. 1 thing. The 1 thing you have is your soul. Don't you let nothing steal your soul. Don't you let nothing steal your soul. I don't care. Your kids, your spouse, don't you let nothing steal your soul. Are you about our Father's business? We open up the doors of the church. For anyone, you cannot trip into heaven. You won't. But I can even bless you. Every church has to open up the doors because Christ would say none should perish. If this will be the last day that you live, and I'm the last preacher, I beg you to come. I beg you. If this, you can't say, Lord, no one ever said, no one ever offered me this opportunity. So we do. Now. Forever's a long time. But either you're going to spend forever in heaven or forever in hell. But I offer another offering. For those of you who are saved, can we come together and pray that others find their way? Can we pray for you? Can we pray? Can the church of Jesus Christ, can the church, can we not be political? Can we just pray that God be glorified?
Yeah.
That God be magnified. That he be lifted up. That we can become what we are supposed to be. He says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will never prevail. He said that. He said, I'll never leave you. Never forsake you. Everything you've gone through was for one purpose. That you could say, I survived everything, praise God, everything, every sickness, every heartbreak, every disappointment, you have survived 100%. Grab someone's hand and let's pray.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Father, thank you,
Lord,
thank you,
thank
you.
Thank you.
We will not turn back, Father. We will not turn back. We will not turn back. We will not turn back. God, we know you're coming. And God was saying, God, we're not going to turn back. That we're going to be faithful that you did to the cross. But God, we will bear our cross. That this cross we will bear. That no matter what happens, hell or high water, we're going to stick with you, Jesus. That we will not stop. We will not stop preaching and teaching. We will not stop loving our loved ones. But we're going to tell them about Christ. We don't care if they don't want to hear about it. But the one thing they'll know, that Christ is alive in us. Yes. He is not dead. Oh, and we're going to be about your business. Yes. Every day, every morning, every day. When we get up, we're about your business. Yes. When we get up, talk to our friends, we're talking about the business of Christ. And our lives will be written in a book of life. And it'll be nothing but us doing our Father's business.
Yes.
And bless us now, Lord. Father, we need you. The world is trying to beat the Jesus out of us. Help us now. That we can stop seeing color and issues. We need to be of the same spirit. We are spirits. That's all we are. It is a spirit run, spirit led. Any type of flesh gets no glory in this realm.
Yeah.
That God be glorified. That God be magnified. It's not the denomination. It's the Spirit. That the Spirit of God will combine all the things that we need and we will be one people. Many tongues. Bless us now, Father. That we can get over this thing that's blinding us. That we can just see you coming. We can see you coming in the clouds.
Yes.
We see you coming in the wars. We see you coming as our bodies are aching and breaking down. We see you, and now we know. But better than that now, Father, we declare that we will recommit ourselves to be about your business. So when that day comes, we can't say we did not know that we were ready, that we kept the light on. Bless us now, Father. Keep us now. Till the day comes, we love you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
It doesn't take a lot of people.
Yeah.
I pray that we all meet again in heaven. I pray that we all meet again.
Yeah.
That if we never see each other again, let us meet in heaven. Let's make a pact. Let us all meet in heaven. That when that day comes, we'll be sitting there looking at each other saying, "Hey, I love you! Oh my God! Let us move back to me again.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! We love you. Whatever I can do, I give this to you, brother. And I've got to run.
Yeah, God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.